Mishnah Vav, last Mishnah of the Perek, and although this seems to be quite randomly placed here, it's going to discuss a few different melachos, all in one Mishnah, and none of them have anything to do with Haitza'ah. Nevertheless, it is placed here because it is relevant to the discussion of melach sheina tzricha l'gufa. Now, before seeing the Mishnah inside, it's important to remember two important concepts. One is an av melacha, and the other is a tolda. There are 39 avis melachas, which are the main categories of melacha, those which were done in the Mishkan. And toldos are the subcategories, the secondary melachas, things which resemble those things which were done in the Mishkan. So the Mishnah begins, Hanotel Tziporon of Zobozoi. One who takes off his fingernails, meaning he cuts his fingernails by using a different fingernail. So let's say he's got a sharp fingernail, he can use that to cut other fingernails. Aibashinov, or if he uses his teeth to cut his fingernails. V'chein sa'oroi, similarly one who cuts part of his hair using his fingers. So he plucks some hair out. V'chein sfomoi, or if he removes some of the hair from his moustache with his fingers. V'chein zekonoi, or from his beard. Cutting any of these four things is considered a tolda of the malacha of geizes, of shearing a sheep. Just like there, you're cutting the hair, you're cutting something which grows from the animal. So too, any of this cutting will also be forbidden mid-oraisa, as a tolda of geizes. At least according to one opinion, as we are going to see. The chena geideles, similarly one who braids a person's hair, it was done in a very neat manner, it's considered a tolda of building. You're constructing a certain pattern. V'chena kecheles, one who colours their eyelids, that is a tolda of the malacha of writing. V'chena pekeses, this is also a way to arrange one's hair such that there will be gaps in between lots of the hairs, where you could see the actual scalp of the person. And that, once again, because it's such a neat formation and a pattern, it is considered a tolda of the malacha of building. So in all of these cases, Rabbi Eliezer Machayev, Rabbi Eliezer says that the person is obligated. All of these things are toldas of certain malachas, and therefore you are chayev. However, v'chachomim, the Chacham hold that all of these things are forbidden midrabbonon. The term shavus refers to something which is forbidden midrabbonon on Shabbos. However, they are not forbidden mid-oraisa. And the reason for this is because to be considered a toldah, an activity has to be done in a similar way to how the av melacha was done. In all these cases where he used his own hands to do it, and no tool was used, that is not considered similar to the av, and therefore it's not considered a toldah, rather it is only forbidden midrabanan, because it is a bit similar to the melacha. Now, what is the relevance of melach shein tzricha l'gufa over here? The answer is that if the reason why he was, let's say, cutting his nails was because he didn't want to have long nails, or if he took out some hair from his moustache because the hair was annoying him, that means that he's not doing it because he wants the nail, or because he wants that hair. He's doing it to get rid of it. And that is considered a melach shein tzricha l'gufa. And so the only case where you would be chayav here, if you hold that a melach shein tzricha l'gufa, you're exempt, is if the reason why you were cutting the nails or the hair was because you actually wanted the nails, you had a purpose for those things, and you weren't just doing it to get rid of it. Now the perek ends off by discussing an otzitz nokuv, which is a plant pot which has a hole at the bottom, and there's machlekes which runs through many mishnayos throughout Shas about what the status of an otzitz nokuv is. According to one opinion, since the plant does draw nourishment from the ground as a result of the hole, we view it as if it was actually planted in the ground itself, and therefore all laws which apply to the ground and things which grow from ground apply to this plant pot as well. So for example, atolish me'otzitz nokuv, one who uproots a plant from a plant pot with a hole in it, chayev, he is liable just like one is liable for uprooting a plant from the ground itself. V'she'ein nokuv, but if it does not have a hole in it, then potter, he is exempt, although midrabbonon, it is still forbidden. Now Rabbi Shimon argues with all of this. Rabbi Shimon poita bazel vazeh. Rabbi Shimon exempts the person in either case, because according to Rabbi Shimon, the plant pot with a hole in it, something which grows in there is not considered like it's growing in the ground. It's considered like a regular plant pot, and therefore one would not be chayev for uprooting something from there.